Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hirschberger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Segui fields the ball and throws to second. Campaneris drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Campaneris. Oliva moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hirschberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirschberger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Cott moves to second. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Valdespino strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Landis reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lachman hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valdespino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valdespino. The throw from Lachman and he is safe. Valdespino steals second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valdespino scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Lachman and he is safe. Oliva steals second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall strikes out. Lachman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hall out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino who is chasing the ball. Matthews reaches third base with a triple. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for Diego Seghi. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals has Matthews trapped. There's the throw to Batty and over to Killebrew, who tags Matthews for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Lockwood moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockwood scores. Causey moves to third. It's Twins, 2, Athletics, 2. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Catfish Hunter now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hunter Killebrew moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lachman strikes out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jesse Hickman now pitching. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Bernie Allen. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valdespino hits a line drive towards third. Charles catches it and throws to first to double up Verhaals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Jesse Hickman. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva strikes out. One out. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Jimmy Hall. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Batty bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Killebrew moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Dave Boswell pinch runs for Earl Batty. Bob Allison pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. John Wyatt now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhals is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Rich Rollins now playing second base. Al Worthington now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lachman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valdespino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek is 0-for-1 in the game. Nosek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for John Wyatt. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a line drive towards short. Verhals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 4 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Causey bunts towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Worthington moves to second. Wes Stock now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 5 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Worthington moves to third. Rollins moves to second. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valdespino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles bunts towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hershberger for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Two outs. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Rene Lachman. Dick Stigman now pitching. Dick Green pinch hits for Billy Bryan. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.